And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A looming partial government shutdown, and after a GOP short-term funding bill failed to pass today, no further votes are expected tonight. House Speaker Mike Johnson says they'll regroup. CBS's Robert Costa on why the original bipartisan agreement was changed at the last minute.
This moment reflects how much President-elect Trump is at the center of all negotiations across Washington. Yes, Elon Musk is involved with Vivek Ramaswamy and others, but everything is going through Trump himself down at Mar-a-Lago. On the phone, people are checking with him, from the Speaker of the House to top senators. He needs to be the one to give his approval for almost anything now to pass.
If a government shutdown kicked in this weekend, millions of federal employees could be furloughed and federal contractors would not be paid. A winter storm socked parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin today, bringing heavy snow, ice, and bitter cold. In Rochester, Minnesota, residents, including Andrew Warrenbrock, were shoveling the first significant snow accumulation of the season.
One thing since I lived here is the neighbors have always contributed to one another, and if someone needed a hand, they were there to help out.
United Healthcare murder suspect Luigi Mangione appears in a Manhattan court on new federal charges. It's a case that could supersede Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's case.
Speaking generally, we've had state prosecutions and federal prosecutions proceed as parallel matters, and we're in conversations with our law enforcement counterparts.
The investigation into the deadly shooting this week at a Madison, Wisconsin school is expanding. Court documents have revealed that the 15-year-old who opened fire Monday was in contact with a California man plotting to attack a government building. CBS's Ian Lee.
Late last night, a judge in California gave police permission to seize the weapons of 20-year-old Alexander Poffendorf. He had admitted to the FBI he was in contact with Natalie Rupnow. He was planning a mass shooting, saying he was going to take a gun and explosives to a government building. Now, we don't know which building or when he was going to do that, but he admitted that to the FBI.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza remains as ceasefire talks are ongoing. CBS's Chris Live say in Gaza.
Reports indicate that such a deal would also come with a massive influx of aid. So we could see aid centers like this filling up with even more aid to be distributed to Gaza. That in and of itself would be an indication of this hostage crisis and this war perhaps finally coming to a close.
The U.S. economy grew at a 3.1% pace in the third quarter, an upgrade from the previous government estimate. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Marquette scores a conference win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles began their Big East schedule with an 80-70 win over the Butler Bulldogs in Milwaukee. Cam Jones with 23 points. The Golden Eagles with just two turnovers. College football, the Badgers signed Ohio State wide receiver Jaden Ballard. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo named the new head coach of Sam Houston University. He'd been with that team before his time in Madison. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jordan Love, asked on the Rich Eisen Show, is he a better quarterback after backing up Aaron Rodgers those 3 years in Green Bay?
That's a good question. Who knows? I do believe for sure that having those 3 years, be able to sit behind a legend, Aaron Rodgers, and just watch him work and learn and pick his brain definitely helped me so much, and just be able to, you know, learn on the side and grow my game until, you know, I was truly ready. So many valuable lessons just to be able to watch Aaron in those 3 years.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received 2 Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory continues. Another inch or less of new snow accumulation. Gusty north winds. Lows in the upper teens to near 20 degrees. For your Friday, skies will turn sunny with highs topping out in the lower to middle 20s. It's 24 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Friday. That means it is time to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. So President Musk is demanding that the government shut down, says it won't be any big deal, you know, so the air traffic controllers don't get paid, so the military doesn't get paid. You know, when you're worth $500 billion and, you know, if you don't get paid for a week, so what? I mean, you know, it's incredible. It's just incredible. Also, is Elon Musk being floated as the new speaker, or is that just some kind of weird threat? I'll tell you about that in just a moment, and and bring you up to date on this. I mean, you know, bottom line, basically, the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, and also this happened over on the Senate side, Chuck Schumer and I don't know if it's John Thune or Mitch McConnell right now, but the Republicans and Democrats on the Senate worked out a deal. And the Democrats and Republicans, Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries, in the House worked out a deal that would basically keep the government open until March and, you know, just continue the funding. And they added in $100 billion for disaster relief because there's been a bunch of tornadoes and floods and wildfires and stuff. And, you know, we really need to do that. And that needs to be funded. And, you know, everything was copacetic. Everything was going along. There were a bunch of Republicans, the Freedom Caucus, you know, I call them the Cokehead Caucus because they're the people who are, by and large, in tight with the Koch brothers' old network. But, you know, they were yelling and screaming about it. But Mike Johnson was willing to get Democrats to help, and Hakeem Jeffries was willing to give him Democrats to help. And then President Musk comes along and on his Nazi-infested platform, over on X, he starts yelling about how you kill this bill. You know, it won't be a problem if you shut down the government. Well, you know, the government shut down for 35 days under Donald Trump before. We've been here before. And he's right. I mean, you know, you can force air traffic controllers to work without pay, probably TSA too. You know, it's not going to be a screaming disaster. It'll just, you know, cause a lot of pain to a few million American, average working class American families. That's all. So, you know, and stop cancer research and stuff like that. So keep an eye on this. My prediction is that what's going to happen is that Mike Johnson is going to come up with a bill that continues government, that funds the $100 billion in relief, but doesn't, there were a couple of things in there that Democrats wanted, and that doesn't include those things. And Democrats are going to say, you know, we're not going to vote for that. And then Johnson and Musk and Trump are going to come out and say, we got a bill. It'll extend the government. And the Democrats are refusing to vote for it. They want to shut down the government. And the pressure is going to build. And eventually, probably the Democrats will cave and vote for it. That's because that's what happened last time. So we'll see. This is going to be a public relations war. And frankly, when you're in a public relations war with a guy who's got $500 billion and is not unwilling to spend hundreds of millions to win that war and owns the biggest social media platform in the world, you typically lose. But, you know, keep an eye on this. How Trump Transforms Democracy into Dictatorship, a Warning America Can't Afford to Ignore. That's the name of my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. I'll get to that in just a moment. Also, at the bottom of the hour today, this first hour, Alex Lawson of Social Security Works is going to drop by. Dodge, or Doge, they want to call it, like, you know, if you've ever been to Venice, you know, the Doge's Palace, right? Yeah, I'm going to call it Dodge. Dodge is coming for Social Security. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on what's going on in Ukraine. And also, Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in California. What's going on with the bird flu? And for our third hour today, we're going to break from politics altogether. We've done this twice before now, and people just loved it. Dr. Marty Goldstein, who started Dr. Marty's pet food company, which, by the way, is a sponsor of this program. However, this is not a paid thing. This is, we have him on, and we're not even going to mention his company. But we're going to have him on because he's just brilliant. He's a holistic veterinarian, and he'll be taking your calls about what's going on with your pets for the entire third hour of the program. So that, you know, get your pet questions ready. That should be fun. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled How Trump Transforms Democracy to Dictatorship, a Warning America Can't Afford to Ignore. It's over, and it's posted under the Daily Take tab there. And, you know, Adam Kinzinger is wondering out loud if President Musk is going to let Vice President Trump and Speaker Johnson keep the government open, or if he's going to force them to shut it down. This is really all about raising the debt ceiling. Here's the deal. In order for Trump to extend his tax cuts, his tax cuts for billionaires back, you know, when he passed them during his last presidency, led to the largest single one-term contribution to the national debt in the history of America. $7.5 trillion in debt was added to our national debt just by Trump. And if he extends that tax cut, which expires next year, if he extends that tax cut again or even makes it bigger, it's going to add another $7 or $8 trillion to our national debt. And that means he's going to have to raise the debt ceiling. Well, he doesn't want to do that. He wants Biden to get blamed for that. And so what he's saying is, you know, you got to raise the debt ceiling now. And Mike Johnson is going to be working on a bill that will do that. It seems like a bizarre power play, but there's really a much bigger story here. And the bigger story is that Donald Trump, as he is basically teaching America right now, you can't disentangle corrupt billionaires, in other words, oligarchy, from essentially fascism, authoritarianism. They require each other. Authoritarians require billionaire oligarchs. Billionaire oligarchs prefer authoritarians. And every time a democracy has collapsed, whether it was the Greek democracy 3,000 years ago, the Roman Republic 2,000 years ago, or all the modern countries today, you know, Russia, Hungary, Egypt, the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, Venezuela, Turkey, you name it, that started out as democracies, the way that every single one of them has collapsed is a very simple, straightforward, three-part formula. Number one, the autocrat needs a compliant and financially and politically dependent media. National media, number one. They have to control the media. Number two, they need subservient, terrified, and complicit politicians. And number three, they need a captured and corrupt judiciary. So how do they go about doing this? Like I said, this is nothing new. So the first major roadblock to authoritarian capture of a country is the press. As long as the public is well informed, this wannabe dictator can't, you know, pull off what he's trying to do. The second biggest obstacle to a fascist takeover of government is found within the institutions of government itself. This is how Trump got his nose bloody 4 years ago, four to eight years ago, was people within the government refusing to do what he told them to do, within the Department of Justice, within the Pentagon, within the intelligence agencies, saying, no, we're not going to do that. And so a wannabe authoritarian, a wannabe fascist dictator has to figure out how to deal with that. And the third, of course, is they have to hobble the judiciary. So how do they do this? Well, both Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin in their first terms were democratically elected. In their second terms, they turned their nations into essentially neo-fascist dictatorships. How do they do it? During Putin's second term, first both of them went after the news media. And they used lawsuits to do it, to the point that they were able to bankrupt big media operations and then have their oligarch friends buy them up or just run people out of business or just terrify them. Secondly, they seized control of the political system. When Putin came back for his second term, he changed the law in Russia and abolished the elections of governors. They're now appointed by Putin. So there's no local opposition to Putin. Orban did the same thing. He got his constitution amended in a way that basically removed the checks on executive authority and instituted term limits on judges so that he could remake the judiciary. You know, over the last 8 years, Trump has done pretty much the same thing with the primary process, supporting, MAGA instead of RINO Republicans. He's also doing this at the local, state, and federal levels in the elected state judiciaries and, right across the board. Now he's solidifying his power and he's cowing any remaining opposition. He's threatening Republicans. He wants to put Liz Cheney in jail. He's going after Adam Kinzinger, Alexander Vindman, people like that. So just like Orban and Putin in the early months of their second terms, Trump is also doing all these things. And now the New York Times reports Republicans are even talking about rewriting the Constitution, just like Orban did and Putin did. Putin then purged the federal agencies in Russia of any sign of independence, stacking them with largely inexperienced people or people who were, who worked for oligarchs that supported Putin. And Trump is doing the same thing. He's putting inexperienced, incompetent people into our federal agencies so that basically they rely on him. This is an old story. And Schedule F, which would fire the senior management of all federal agencies, 50,000 federal workers, would allow Trump to turn the entire federal bureaucracy into MAGA, into something that answers only to him. And then, the final step means taking on the local bastions of resistance, which will be blue cities and blue states. And all he has to do with blue cities and red states is just declare them crime zones, have the local governors declare them out of control. Rick Snyder did this in Michigan 10 years ago. He literally removed the elected mayors of Benton Harbor and Detroit and Flint and put in, emergency managers that were beholden to him and the oligarchs. In fact, Flint privatized their water system with one of Michigan's, Snyder-friendly oligarchs, and that led to the lead poisoning of millions of children or hundreds of thousands of children. So the last way that he would take down opposition among these governors, J.B. Pritzker and Kathy Hochul and Jared Polis and Gavin Newsom and Lujan Grisham, is by having Musk spend a couple $100 million on media in these states, just destroying the reputations of these governors so that they're basically just, decapitated politically. And this is what I think we're going to see. We're going to see, the shutdown of our government and then the disassembling of our government and the replacement of our government with a fascist structure that supports Trump and Musk as, basically co-dictators. Stay tuned. It's a buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what do you think? Do you think this is how it's going to play out? I'm very concerned about it. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever try to get your cholesterol numbers under control with diet and exercise alone? It could be a challenge. Well, Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get yours, go to superbearing.com, and to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code to get 15% off is Tom, T-H-O-M.
Glow about to shake the system, make the status quo go. But behind the curtain, the stage is set for a power play we won't soon forget. They charm the crowd, they seize the mic, then target the truth and dim the light. The pillars quake, the ground runs red. A democracy hangs by a thread. Dictatorship.
24 minutes past step the hour, the government shutdown looms. Speaker Mike Johnson, he's got some decisions to make. And plus, he's got to run for speaker again on January 3rd. That's when the Congress will have the election for speaker. And Representative Andy Harris, a Republican from Maryland, he's the guy who basically kept pot illegal in Washington, D.C. He's a weird guy. Anyhow, he said, I am hearing from an increasing number of people both inside and outside the Freedom Caucus, you know, the Cokehead Caucus, that they're not viewing how this was handled favorably. Yeah. So they're talking about replacing Mike Johnson. This is after Elon Musk yesterday, in an hour-long tirade on X, a whole series of tweets, said that this bill was terrible, criminal, outrageous, horrible, unconscionable, crazy, and ultimately an insane crime. And that, of course, caused Republicans to go, oh, well, I guess we're not going to do that. And then Trump comes along after President Musk gives him his marching orders. Vice President Trump steps in and says, Republicans have to get smart and tough by, you know, forcing a shutdown. And he said he wants a continuing resolution that not only strips out the Democratic priorities, I don't know, but I assume that means strip out the disaster aid, but also raises the debt limits so that when Trump comes into office, he can offer a new multi-trillion dollar tax break to the billionaires who put him into office. I mean, keep in mind, there were 315 billionaire families who kicked in billions and billions of dollars that paid for all those ads that got Donald Trump elected. He's got to return the favor. These people put him in office. So now here comes Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, saying, you know, you don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House. Let's make Elon Musk Speaker of the House. Screw Mike Johnson. And that's going to get real interesting. He says, nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk. Think about it. Nothing's impossible. Not to mention the joy at seeing the collective establishment, a.k.a. Uniparty, lose their ever-loving minds. Yeah. And then Trump tweets, if Johnson does what he wants, he'll stay Speaker. This is getting interesting. So what do you think about all this? I'll pick up your calls right after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The House has rejected the latest Republican spending plan to avert a government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson is looking to cut the size of government.
The government is too big. It does too many things, and it does very few things well.
Johnson says he is optimistic a deal will be reached. A winter storm is dumping heavy snow and ice on parts of Minnesota. Dave Jorgensen was shoveling out in Rochester.
I don't mind it. I look at it as a good way to get some exercise. I'm healthy.
Much of the country will plunge into a deep freeze this weekend. Luigi Mangione now faces federal charges for allegedly murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. His lawyer is raising double jeopardy concerns. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman doesn't buy that.
I do not think the defense will prevail on a double jeopardy argument because there are different statutes and there are processes that will show there are different elements. However, this is not a frivolous argument.
CBS News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now News, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Marquette scores a conference win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles began their Big East schedule with an 80-70 win over the Butler Bulldogs in Milwaukee. Cam Jones with 23 points. The Golden Eagles with just two turnovers. College football, the Badgers signed Ohio State wide receiver Jaden Ballard. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo named the new head coach of Sam Houston University. He'd been with that team before his time in Madison. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jordan Love, asked on the Rich Eisen Show, is he a better quarterback after backing up Aaron Rodgers those 3 years in Green Bay?
That's a good question. Who knows? I do believe for sure that having those 3 years, be able to sit behind a legend, Aaron Rodgers, and just watch him work and learn and pick his brain definitely helped me so much. And just be able to, you know, learn on the side and grow my game until, you know, I was truly ready. So many valuable lessons just being able to watch Aaron those 3 years.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory continues. Another inch or less of new snow accumulation. Gusty north winds. Lows in the upper teens to near 20 degrees. For your Friday, skies will turn sunny with highs topping out in the lower to middle 20s. It's 24 at our studios.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a Bar Band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Santa Claus, listen to the Tom Hartman Show. He's learned about democracy and all we should know. When leaders
about 34 minutes past the hour. We're trying to hook up our electronics here with Alex Lawson. He'll be joining us shortly. In the meantime, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I think it's time we take things seriously in our country. We haven't wanted Medicare for all since FDR, and we haven't gotten it yet. Now, with all you know, and if Nancy would just let AOC and Bernie take charge, your president, you decree, we're going to have Medicare for all, executive order, whatever it takes, what would you do? Tell me what the steps would be with what you know, how you would bring it about to fruition, and we actually for once could have it.
Well, to get Medicare for all, you have to have a substantial Democratic majority in both the House and Senate and a Democrat in the White House. So
no executive order?
It can't be done by executive order. No, no.
Okay, go ahead then.
Yeah, you can't change. The law specifies that Medicare has an age of 65 cutoff. But Robert Ball and Lyndon Johnson, when they put together Medicare in 1965, intentionally wrote that law in a way that all you have to do is reduce the age requirement and it becomes Medicare for all. Now, Bernie has said that he wants to make some substantial changes. He wants to include vision, dental, and hearing, and he wants to get rid of the 20% hole so that you don't have to get Medigap policies. But, you know.
Okay, so Nancy would step out of the way and let AOC and Bernie take this over as a project with an end date, end finish, end, you know, dream for all. So,
yeah, I'm not holding my breath. It's, you know, we really.
Medical debt.
I know. It's a real crisis in America.
It's the number one reason people are, you know.
I get it. It's destroying people's families. Diane, I got to go. Thank you for the call. Alex Lawson is with us. He is the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, A-Law 202, and Social Security Works over on Blue Sky. And Alex, I understand you were over at the I'm calling it Dodge. I don't know if you've ever been to Venice. Have you ever been to the Doge's Palace?
In fact, yes. In my younger days, I visited.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild that they're calling this Doge. Like, I don't think most Americans even know that that was the name of essentially the Emperor of Venice back when Venice was a standalone state. But anyway,
I like Dodge Commission too, though. That is that's pretty good. You know, I think
they're dodging the law.
Elon Musk's dumb sense of humor, you know, is him just trying to hide pretty evil stuff behind. You know, internet references that he thinks are funny, and he does have it right that it makes things, you know, like go further. So his, you know, he's trying to use like 420 and 69 and Doge and these pretty juvenile internet jokes to hide, you know, a really unpopular and despicable agenda. So like, yeah, that's why they're trying to make it funny. They're trying to make something that's not funny at all funny.
Right. So you run Social Security Works. You're you know, the big Social Security hawk, the guy who's really, you know, looking out for this program. And you went to the Dodge hearing yesterday. And I'm wondering, what do we know now about President Musk and Vice President Trump's plans for Social Security?
So I think it's actually interesting, Tom, and you understand this because you've been telling the story forever. I just will say, like, me and my team were just pulling this article from the Washington Post from 2010, where it says Social Security defenders wary of deficit reduction commission. And it's a story about me standing outside of the then Bowles-Simpson commission with my cell phone, just live streaming the closed door of the commission. And we blew up that commission by just exposing it to the American people. Like Alan Simpson, who was the co-chair of it, the next week after that article came over and gave me an impromptu interview where he's like, yes, we're definitely talking about cutting Social Security in here. Because they don't understand, you know, these Republicans, because they're told by their billionaire paymasters, literally the richest man in the world is the leader of the Republican Party. So they don't understand that as soon as I expose what's happening behind these closed doors, and that it's there's one plan, Tom, you know this, there's one plan. Elon Musk tweets it out. They tweet out the lie that Social Security is where all the money is, right? They show like a bar chart, and Social Security is this huge bar, like it's the government's money, right? So they put it up against things that are paid for by the general fund. And you're like, that's a lie.
We all paid into Social Security.
It's our money. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. DC is not giving you your Social Security check. We're giving ourselves our Social Security check. Social Security has nothing to do with the deficit. If you were to cut Social Security benefits by however much, it doesn't do anything to the deficit because all the money goes into the trust fund. That's me paraphrasing Ronald Reagan from 1983. All of these facts have not changed. They've got one plan, lie about Social Security being this big contributor to the deficit when it cannot by law contribute to the deficit, use that as an excuse to steal our money, and then concurrently, because they don't need to do one to do the other, but at the exact same time, you're giving handouts of right now $4 trillion to the billionaires, right? So it's the richest man in the world trying to get through the Trump 2.0, his administration, a tax handout to himself and the billionaires, and cutting Social Security benefits, the average of which is $1,900 a month, of everybody else to pay for it. And that's what's happening in the commission. So all I did is I just went and stood outside the commission, Tom, and I just told that story really loudly. And then I asked every member going in if they would pledge to stand with the promise that Donald Trump himself made. He ran saying he wasn't going to cut Social Security and Medicare. And there's a lot that happened, but the most visually wonderful metaphor, because it's exactly how it works, that came out of it is Marjorie Taylor Greene rips Donald Trump's promises. I have Donald Trump's promises in my hands. She rips them out of my hands. She throws them in the air and she calls them BS and then walks away like she's done something. And I'm like, you just did it. That's right. That's what his promises are worth to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And she just that's incredible. So it's fairly evident to you that President Musk and Vice President Trump are going to cut Social Security.
They're going to try, Tom, but what I actually, so like their main thing is giving the tax handout to themselves, right? Because
that's money in their pockets. That's why Trump's demanding that they raise the debt limit as part of this continuing resolution.
Exactly. The actual cuts to benefits, they'll frame as pay-fors, but they don't actually care. They'll just put it all onto the deficit. And this is also, and I don't want to get too boring, but like your audience is particularly smart. And gets this. But this is all, if you just turn on CNBC or Bloomberg right now, you'll see that the Doge effort, because right now it's just a caucus, next year it'll be a select committee or a commission. But Doge is all about cutting Social Security because of the false unified budget that Wall Street uses. And they say, look, if you give away all of these taxes and tax handouts, Donald Trump, you're creating massive inflationary pressure by building up this huge amount of debt in the future. And so 10-year bond yields are going to get, you know, hit really hard by this future picture with loads and loads of debt. And so what you got to do, and this is the financial press, right? So Wall Street Journal, CNBC, Bloomberg. What you got to do, because they want those tax handouts. But the only other place that you can actually talk about numbers that are big enough is cutting Social Security. So that's what it's all about, is actually satisfying the bondholders that you're going to do something. But at the end of the day, I do think, Tom, we're going to have an easier time blocking the cuts than we will blocking the tax handout, because the tax handout is their first and foremost priority. If they lose on the commission, which they will, because we'll defeat them, it doesn't stop them from the tax handout. But they're definitely going to go after it. They have to go after it to satisfy the Wall Street bond vigilantes, who actually do have a say in. They're other billionaires, so they run the party alongside, you know, the president, who's the richest man in the world, Elon Musk.
Yeah, there you go. Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org. Alex, it's always such a pleasure having you on, thank you so much for dropping by and sharing with us what's going on, and keep up the great work. That's just incredible. You went there and confronted Marjorie Taylor Greene and all those other guys. I am so impressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, as always.
Good talking to you. We'll be back with Back to Your Calls right after this, 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading that fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. Or text my name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. ffrf.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511 to join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Right beside the Christmas tree last night.
Yeah, isn't that cute? The story of a kid with two daddies. 51 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Seth in Middletown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Seth, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Just real quick, I've been following this pretty extensively, and it should actually, I would think, concern Republicans mainly, in that, we now have Elon. I know that they want to cut spending and everything. But one thing I'm not hearing is everything is about civil servants, which I'm going back into the research, and it looks like they've actually gone down. They've almost flatlined. The government has not grown by civil servants. What they have grown by is federal contractors, of which Elon Musk is one.
Yep.
So
yeah, he's replaced NASA, in fact, to a large extent.
Well, yeah, and so one, they have a year and a half basically to destroy everything, and I would think from a Democratic strategy, it needs to be called out. Yes, not just they want to cut Social Security and they want to cut Medicare, but more importantly is they want to co-opt and privatize government operations through for-profit matters, most of which will probably be Vivek's connections to Pfizer or, you know, Elon's connections to his own contracts. These ethical issues need to be called out. And I'm just that plus the threatening of congressional members to vote a certain way. Is there any kind of, backstop to that?
No, and here's the problem, Seth. An awful lot of this stuff where classically, you know, people who had conflicts of interest, people who had federal contracts, for example, you know, did not insert themselves into the actual actions of government. They just lobbied government. That's not, by and large, the consequence of law. It's the consequence of policy. People just, you know, they thought it would look bad, or they were embarrassed, or, you know, they figured it was unethical. None of those things are apparently considerations for this current crop of billionaires. So
I would just hope that the Democrats definitely call out that, you know, compare the actual size of the civil servant class, and a lot of these agencies are not that big. They're not going to get their money that they want. They're going to have to cut federal contractors, which have basically, that's the dirty elephant in the room when you start looking at the numbers.
Yeah,
that's what they need to hammer on this, because that may be the only thing that's going to stop them once they get to the 2026, 2027 session.
Yeah, get the contractors on your side and squealing about it. Although a lot of the contractors are just, you know, smaller contractors who are basically providing privatized employees, like, you know, like the people who work at the Smithsonian, for example, you know. They contracted that out I think during the Bush administration. So, yeah, but I get your point. I get your point. Seth Goodwin, thank you very much. Washington in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Washington, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm calling to produce a solution, right, because I'm hearing a lot of things about tax cuts and Social Security and all that, when the issue is, should be, right, give me a moment. The issue should be the intimidation of voters, right? As you know, at the beginning, during his campaign, I say that because if you eliminate the threat, right, then you don't have to worry about none of that. So now I'm going to His initial claim during his campaign, where he claimed that if he did not win, talking about Trump, if he did not win, right, then there was going to be bloodshed.
Right.
All right. You got federal and state laws that prohibit, right, intimidation of voters. Mm. That's a crime that he just committed in the face of the public. Right, and the news media, the major news media networks, they all knew it because they
Wait a minute, Washington. Are you arguing that people voted for Trump because they were intimidated by him?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
I guarantee you. Let me explain something to you. Look up the statute, all right, for intimidation of voters. All right, you can't run a campaign talking about there's going to be violence.
No, that law is not about that. I mean, you can say anything pretty much in a campaign. That law is about, you know, not having people with guns at polling places.
No. That's not the law. That's not how the law is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Washington, I'll have to look it up. We're out of time here, but thank you for the call. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. After Phil Itner is here. Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on Ukraine, and then I'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126.
That's 800-253-8100.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers stops by with a Friday edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also our final day to win prizes in our Text to Win contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The House has shot down the latest spending plan from Republican leaders ahead of a government shutdown deadline Friday at midnight. House Speaker Mike Johnson isn't giving up yet.
We will regroup and we will come up with another solution.
President-elect Donald Trump had pushed this latest plan. CBS's Natalie Brand tells us what was in it.
The agreement would have kept the government open for 3 months without cutting spending. It included funding for farmers and more than $100 billion in disaster aid. It also suspended the law limiting how much money the government can borrow for 2 years.
Some lawmakers want to bring back the bipartisan plan they had tentatively agreed to earlier this week before Trump blasted it. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says if there is a partial government shutdown, holiday travelers could be impacted.
The TSA has issued a statement saying 59,000 of the agency's 62,000 employees are considered essential and would continue working without pay in the event of a